Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is District Attorney Warren Montgomery, a man that I'm sure many of you know already as a public official, but a man who has a message for us today that I think will make a difference in a lot of people. So welcome, Mr. Montgomery. Glad you're here.
Great to be here, Bob. Thank you so much for this program.
My pleasure. Great to be talking to you. I understand there's something rolling out soon in November that will be of interest to maybe some of our population. What's happening?
That's correct. We have a program called Fresh Start. To give you a little background on it, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I know there are a few people in our listeners who haven't made mistakes, but most of us in our honest moments will admit that we've made mistakes, and some of those mistakes are crimes. And, you know, we acknowledge those things and admit that we made those mistakes, and we put them behind us. But and our legal system actually permits us, just as Scripture does, it permits us to have our mistakes wiped away. It's called expungement. So that if I commit a certain offense and I acknowledge it, I plead guilty to it, admit it, and I go through whatever punishment I may have and complete my probation, et cetera, our legislators have seen the wisdom in permitting us to wipe this record clean, to expunge it from our record. And that's what it's called. The legal term is expungement. And, of course, it doesn't apply. You know, there are certain offenses, sex crimes, you know, distribution of drugs, crimes of violence, where for many reasons, good reasons, we don't permit expungement. But there are other records, simple possession of marijuana, misdemeanor theft, DUI, first offense DUI, where the law permits us to wipe these things off our records. And but the law also puts a lot of fees and other things in this process so that you end up paying $500 to $600 in fees to different people, the DA's office, the sheriffs, the state police, the clerk of court, et cetera, and then you often have to, it's so complex, you have to hire a lawyer. Of course, that costs $1,500, maybe $2,000. So you may end up spending $2,000, almost $3,000 to expunge your record. And for most of us, that's a tall hill to climb, and especially those of us who are starting out in life or who have had some setbacks, et cetera. But we want people to have their records expunged for these types of crimes because people with clean records are more likely to find jobs. And if they find those jobs, they're more likely to pay taxes. And if they pay taxes, then they're becoming productive citizens. And so this Fresh Start program is intended to move people from non-productivity into productivity as citizens. And it's also a way for us, so to speak, as a society, to give complete reconciliation and to say, hey, it's over with, it's done, you've paid your debt to society, let's move on together. You're part of society again. That's the Fresh Start program and what it's going to do for those people who qualify under state law. And again, there are many crimes which it doesn't qualify. We're going to expunge their records. I'm going to waive my fee as the district attorney. The clerk of courts in both Washington and St. Tammany parishes have agreed to waive their fee. The sheriffs in both parishes have agreed to waive their fee. And the only fee that we can't waive is $250, by law, a $250 fee, the state police. But I've gotten different groups that have agreed to put up money. The North Shore Business Council has agreed to put up $2,500 towards this bill. The Church of the King has agreed to donate $2,500. There's some funds from the Bar Association, the legal system, maybe as much as $5,000. There are different businessmen and other churches that I'm speaking with, and we're hoping to raise $25,000. So between those $25,000, which is going to pay for 100 people to pay state police, then we have volunteers from the Southeast Louisiana Legal Services who are going to be there and help process the paperwork and work through it. And there's also a group called the Justice Accountability Center, which has put on this kind of a program before. They did it in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They did it over an extended period of time. We're going to do it on one day, Saturday, November 18th, 2017, in a couple of weeks. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Justice Center in downtown Covington. So people will contact the Southeast Louisiana Services. They can do that now at 893-0076, 985-893-0076. They'll call them. They'll pre-qualify for the service. Then they will show up on that day, and for $100, they got to pay $100, but for $100, they're going to be able to get their record expunged on that day. They come in that morning. We have a couple of judges who have agreed. I think Judge Reggie Batto has agreed to be there to serve the judicial function. Judge Rick Schwartz from Slidell has agreed to be there as well. He's our chief judge. So we have all these people who have volunteered their time and effort, and in many cases, money to help pay for these fees. And people are going to show up at 9 o'clock, go through this process, and when they leave, hopefully by noon, and certainly by 3 p.m., their record will be expunged.
What, expungement means it was like it never existed?
That's correct. Now, it will still exist in certain police records, so to speak, so that if you got a DWI and you get another one, the police will be able to see that you got the earlier DUI, so they can enhance the charge the second time around. But it won't be open to the public. The public won't see it, and your record will be completely expunged.
So it opens the door for people to get jobs, people to borrow money at the bank to buy an automobile or worthy purpose like that. Rent an apartment, they pass the check on this.
Sure, absolutely. That's exactly what it's all about. And again, I think all of us know when we've made mistakes, and you know, some of us have gone through failed marriages. Some of us have had financial problems, and there's a process called bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have had all sorts of things in our lives, and some of those situations are self-inflicted. Some of them are self-inflicted, and we acknowledge that. But you know, when we're knocked down and we're on our back, when someone lends a hand, what a difference that makes. And so I think on behalf of our society, we want to lend a hand to those people who have made a mistake, have acknowledged their mistake, and want to get back up, and we're going to help them get back in the race.
And this is for felony charges as well as misdemeanors, but a certain category of felony charges.
That's correct. It doesn't include very serious felony charges, such as sex crimes, such as drug distribution, such as crimes of violence, and many others. There's a lot of caveats to this.
Sure,
there's a lot
sure.
of caveats to this, because the truth is, as citizens, we want to know if someone is dangerous,
sure.
if someone's engaged in certain types of behavior. We're entitled to know and should know. So not everything is expungible. But there are other offenses, minor offenses, which we believe, and I say we believe, our legislature, our representatives have decided, you know what, people deserve a second chance on this. But it's so burdensome, so difficult, so time-consuming, so costly, that they're not able to access it. And we, as a society, are saying, hey, we're going to help you get that. We're going to help you get that expungement and access that bright future that you're willing to work for and that you want to work for.
It sounds like an awesome program. Where did it come from?
Well, it's the district attorney, John DeRozier, in Calcasieu Parish, which is Lake Charles, was talking to some business leaders, and they're putting a tremendous industrial plant. I think it's, I don't know if it's $20 billion, $30 billion on this new industrial plant. It's called Sasol in Lake Charles, and they're having trouble finding workers to work on this facility, to build the facility, because they have these criminal records. And so there's a certain segment of people who they want to get into the workforce, but they can't get into the workforce because they can't afford to pay these fees. So what he did is he went to this group, the Justice Accountability Center, hired them, and they put on the almost identical program that we put on, and it was very successful. And after listening to him, I thought, you know what? We have a growing economy here in St. Tammany Parish and on the North Shore. And we also have people who are looking for jobs and can't find those jobs for this reason. These people don't have the resources. I can guarantee you almost everybody who's participating in this is not from the upper echelon of our financial sector. They're people who can't afford to do this. If they could have afforded, they would have already done it.
Sure.
These people can't afford to do it, and we're going to make it happen for them because they themselves are going to make it happen by calling these numbers, the Southeast Louisiana Services, getting their money by going, by showing up on Saturday, and we're going to increase our workforce, increase jobs, increase people paying taxes, which then, of course, pays for our schools, pays for the Justice Center, pays for so many good things. They can go to churches, and now they can, because they've got a job, they can help make donations at churches, and of course, they themselves have their lives transformed because now they're contributing members of society.
Well, it seems to me that's a major part of the judicial system. It's not simply to punish people. You did something wrong. Here's your punishment. Serve your punishment. But we want to see people get better.
Absolutely.
We want to see programs in place that'll help people to become the members of society, people who didn't have the leadership and the guidance. Maybe there wasn't a parent in the family who was capable of guiding them, or a teacher or a counselor or somebody.
That's correct.
And they made a mistake.
You know, we have a similar program with kind of the similar motivations called diversion, which someone who commits a minor offense, and instead of prosecuting them, we will put them in this diversion program, which in some ways is more onerous. That is to say, there are more conditions than if you pled guilty and you will put on probation. But you don't plead guilty, you never get charged, and so you don't have to get your record expunged. And we have that here within the DA's office. And, of course, it's intended to help those people who commit that first offense, repent of it, are sorry for it, and want to get their lives back in order, and so we help them, and we divert them out of the criminal justice system.
Well, it sounds like an awesome step for St. Tammany and Washington Parish to follow, of helping our citizens to become the best that they can be. Not simply punishing and slapping the back of a hand, but saying, you made a mistake, you paid your debt to society, so to speak, and now Let's help you put the pieces together in a way that's going to be important for you and for your family.
Absolutely. And again, this program was successfully implemented in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and these people went on and got jobs. And so we know it can work. We know it will work. And I tell you, it's an honor and privilege for me to be able to help the people around Washington and St. Tammany Parish in the 22nd JDC to help them move on. Because, of course, people who have jobs and who are paying taxes and are productive citizens, they're less likely to commit crimes.
Exactly.
Not only am I helping them, I'm helping myself. Maybe I can put myself out of a job. We won't have any crime at all.
I'm sure there's a good job for you out there with the leadership you're showing in our community and helping people that need a leg up, people who genuinely need help. I'm sure there's a good future wherever you go. But for right now, we're pretty excited about you being the DA. And I just want to thank you for your time today, and thank you for explaining Fresh Start to us. And whatever we can do to help you promote that, we're on board.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. God bless you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a message, send us a text, and if Mr. Montgomery said something that's important to you, or if you need more information or a phone number, give us a call, 985-250-1037. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. We'd also like you to go to our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to support our station. We need the financial support of folks just like you. And again, the number to call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.